Good afternoon, good evening. How are you today? This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. Isn't BBS great? Spreading consciousness throughout the world. It's real, it's live, it's us and us talking to you, and you talking to us. And we're learning to radiate consciously, sending a wave of consciousness through the great, sometimes sluggish and sponge-like collective. And today I was going to talk, some of you get my little email telling you what I'm going to talk about today. And today I'm going to talk about retreats, but we're not just going to talk about it. Radiance by Design today is a retreat. Right after I give you this little announcement about what we're going to talk about on Paradigm Shifters, which is two different women who have centers. One center is a retreat center in Costa Rica. I've known her for a long time, Jill Ruttenberg, and she packed up and moved over to Costa Rica and set up a retreat center. And there's a young woman who started her own healing center and teaching center in Marin County, and she's going to go over and do a workshop at my friend Jill's place. Her name is Janice Erickson from Lightwork Seminars International. And she's going to be talking to us at 5 o'clock. She's a paradigm shifter. She's young. She's feisty. And she started her own teaching center really young. And she's going to be taking her team, her folks over and having a retreat at Jill's. Now, all of us need retreats. We can't always afford to, whether it's time, children, commitments, or so on. And what I wanted to talk about today on Radiance by Design is you and I can create a retreat. This radio show is going to be a retreat if we do it well. And I want you to join me in that. Today's show is also going to be a call-in show, but let's do a couple of meditations before you start calling. And I want to ask a couple of you, and Brian, I'm talking to you, don't call in today because we're used to your process and you're doing such a great job. And we want to encourage a few people who are new at it, who are really willing to work on their own process, release their own stress, get more and more attuned to who they really are, to call in and talk about their lives. So again, that's not because we don't love you. It's that we want to move over and let a few other people in periodically. So let's start. When you want to create a retreat, what it is a separation from a lot of the vibrations, the thoughts and feelings, the demands and responsibilities that come from the third dimensional reality. We all have those. Sometimes it's going so fast, and with all our talk about 2012, we all know the speed up is absolutely incremental and, whoa, really fast. So it seems like every day it goes faster and faster. You have more to do, more responsibilities, and so on. And the art of learning, like two-minute retreats, is a really important art. Because the other thing we've learned through science and through our softer studies through the years is that stress is the thing that motivates us, that keeps us going, but also the thing that kind of breaks into our genetic code and helps us fall to our knees periodically. So we want to offset stress by having some retreat. What are we going to use as tools? We're going to use breathing, sound. We're going to make some sounds, some visualizations. We'll talk about food, and we're going to talk to you and help you bust out of maybe a stressful reaction and use some techniques with you as well. So I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor. I work with a wonderful stable of guides and angels who are just adorable. They play with me. They laugh. They tease me. I tease them, and we get a lot done. So if you call in, we can see you. And if you don't call in, guess what? We can see you. So let's start playing today, all right? Today we're going to play retreat. Now let's start off with clearing the energy, clearing the space around you. It's really important to clear the vibrational space around you often in the day. One of my favorite tools is a tool from Saint Germain, one of the ascended masters. Saint Germain was alive in a couple of hundred years ago. I'm not exactly sure his timeline, but he still is very much alive. He taught us to do the violet flame. So we're going to take a minute. We're going to do the violet flame to clear the outside around us. And then what we're going to do is enter our own energy body, and we're going to vibrate our chakras with sounds. So I've done this before. This isn't complicated material because when you want to find an immediate retreat at home, you want something simple that you can remember like that, and then you want to be able to drop right into it. So these are things that are not brand new to you, but they work really well. So let's call in the presence of our guides and and angels. Let's call in the presence. Good. I feel it, don't you? I feel this wonderful kind of sparkling, pulsing, expanding energy around when they show up. That's it. And now let's call in the gift of Saint Germain, and in the corners of your room, every corner of your room, feel, see, and know the violet flame pulsing and burning and pulsing and burning and pulsing and burning and burning and transforming all the leftover thoughts and feelings. And it grows and burns and grows and burns in the corners of your room, and then have these violet flames dance to the right. And they work round and round in a circle around to the right and create a fatter, larger circle like a bonfire in the center of your room. Encourage the growing of that bonfire and feel it crackling, burning. It actually warms you up. And just imagine yourself jumping into the middle of the bonfire and being buoyed up by these wonderful violet flames as it burns off all the radiant leftover thoughts and feelings from your existence. Excellent. Just bounce around in it for a bit. You can even laugh if you want. That's also a retreat. Now come back into your center. And I'll just take a minute and go through the chakras. And when we do the chakras, remember the chakras are the energy centers that run aspects of your consciousness, that run parts of your reality. Because they've been encoded by who knows what, by your soul journey, by life experiences, by interactions with other people. We don't have to go too far into that. But when you brighten up your chakras, when you consciously clear them, I promise you this, you'll learn more and more about who you are and what's in there through the years after you keep practicing this. But also brightening them up on a daily basis really lines you up to have a higher frequency energy and can literally dump off a lot of psychology, a lot of old emotional stuff. Change your life. So let's call in the red. Let's call in the frequencies from the universe. Call in the red and focus it, point it right to the base of your spine. And remember, this is the chakra that runs your base animal instincts, tribal information, deep primitive stuff. It's also very creative. We want it to be bright, clear, red. Deep breath, and we're going to make the sound right into that chakra till it gets radiant. Don't be afraid if you see bulging weird things in there. Just let them drop off. Ready? Breath. And now we're going to go into the belly area, and it's going to be bright, clear orange, and it's what houses your subconscious, karmic, everybody else's influence, so your mother's influence, your father's, teachers, anyone you've had sex with. Deep breath, and then we're going to breathe orange, and the sound will be ooh. And when you make that sound, feel it kind of curl round and round in your belly as a clearing technique. This is an ancient patterning subconscious chakra, so don't be afraid if it's getting dark and weird in there to really push to get the orange to fill that belly. Now the solar plexus, yellow like the sun, and it's where we house our personal power and our reactions to life that make us think we're empowering ourselves through our defensiveness and so on. We trick ourselves here. So you want to make it bright, clear, goldy yellow, and the sound is oh. So ready? Oh. Always go right to the end of your breath because then your muscles start to release more stuff. Did you feel that? Now into your chest, which is green, bright, clear green. And that's the center of love. It's the whole chest is the center of love and grief and despair and loss and love. We're trying to move into the world with courage, inspiration, and love. And sometimes our losses are triggered and then we kind of curl up and hold back. Eventually, you can create a very loving vibration all the time. So let's make the sound. And make it bright, clear, green. Deep breath. And see it flow through your lungs, your heart. You can even do a couple of breaths here if you like. Boy, my arms got really buzzy when I did that. What happened with you? Now let's move our attention into the throat chakra. And it's right at the base of the neck at the front where the little V is for your in your clavicle and your shoulder blades. All right. And then the sound is going to be like everything, anything. And the color is clear, clear blue. Some say it has to be eggshell. I used to, it would pop out being royal blue for me, and I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I know that it was vibrant and wonderful, so I just go with it. If a color pops up and is really clear and really gives you energy, count on it. It's your message from your higher guides, from spirit. And this is where you transform so that you get wisdom. This is the wisdom chakra. You get wisdom out of all your experiences, your journey and your dance with God's journey and God's will or whoever you believe in. And all of it gets congested in the throat when you've gone through a lot of stuff. So if you've got a throat pain, say, hot diggity, I'm getting smart. When you make sounds, you can actually transform that throat congestion. So here we go. And the sound is higher than the last one. You know, if it won't open, make sure you're opening your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. Just keep doing that, because if you flex that, you're going to get smarter and wiser. And eventually you say, hello, my name is Veronica, and people go, wow, she's wise, because they can feel it coming out of your any way you use your voice, even if you're saying peanut butter. Focus on your third eye, and it's deep indigo. Get in behind your brow, way into the center. Third eye opens after we've transformed a lot of stuff. Some of you are born with it open, but in any case, the process of working with the chakras is it opens as you move more and more of the lower, the denser frequencies. So here we go. It's that one was this is as in intuitive, indigo, because it's an indigo color. Let's go and open that third eye. Excellent. Invigorating. Top of your head is violet. Rings in gods, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. And then the sound we're going to make there is go up high. Don't be afraid of it, but open your throat like a bowl when you do that because you're sending the frequencies right through the whole system. Top of your head is out on me. Can you believe that? Never mind. Can you feel that? Do you feel it going through your whole body? Just stop for a minute and let the fields slow down and then look at all your chakras. Yeah. Are they bright and clear? Let's do one final thing. Let's call in the violet fire or the violet. Let's just call in a violet frequency from the universe. Let's reach up and call it in and have it come in through the top of the head and just swish right through your body. Good. Have it go right into the core of the earth and bounce up. Smash into your feet again. Oh, goody. And then wrap it round and round and round your body. Round and round your body. And now look at you. You're in a kind of a violet-purple cocoon. Isn't that wonderful? Very often, and we can teach small people to do this as well, very often when you do that, you feel a kind of a softness and a safety inside. So call in with any of your questions, and then we're going to keep talking about this kind of thing. The chakras are really important because you are energy first and physical second. And that's a really important thing to know. And I said that we were going to use breath. We were going to use sound. We're going to use a little bit of movement. Let's see what breath we're going to use. Here's another thing that I learned many years ago is if you're kind of panicking and you're freaking out and you have too much on your plate and you're really, and you say to me, I don't have any time to meditate. I am busy all the time. I have two children, one on the way and a husband who doesn't do anything and except make money, which is a good thing. And so on and so forth. And I say to them, look, do 2 minutes of rapid panting through the nose. And I'll just tell you how to do it. We're not going to stop here and do 2 minutes. But when you work with the chakras, you literally change your body, mind, inside. Okay? So if you're doing 2 minutes of rapid panting through the nose and you haven't done any sort of deep breathing or yoga or anything for a long time, what happens is that'll hurt. It sort of feels like, my body feels like I'm getting polio or something. It's kind of aching and trapped. You just ignore that and keep doing it because in a short period of time, maybe you've done it 2 or 3 times in 1 day or in 3 days, you'll find that all of a sudden your body frees itself and you get to be much, you can feel the energy moving through your body and you literally release yourself. And the reason I spoke of the chakras as I talked about the breathing is that if you can't concentrate on it because your body sort of feels trapped and hurt, just start, oh goody, I'll be with you in just 1 minute. Just start focusing on each chakra so that keeps you very busy. And I promise you, in a short period of time, this little cliff notes of meditation will start to really work. You'll start to dump a lot of stress vibrations inside of your body. Good afternoon, good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Veronica. This is Laris from Barcelona.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Mm-hmm. And all the people from BBS Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wonderful people, aren't they?
I wanted to ask you what you see tonight on my eyes.
Is it your right eye? Left eye? No, wait a second. I can't tell whether I'm mirroring you. Left eye?
Yes.
Did you bang it? Or I think you talked about it on the air a while back. Did you bang it?
Did I what?
Did you hurt it?
No, that I know of. No, but it's not going away, that's why.
Okay. Well, you don't want your eye to go away, is it? Here's how it looks to me. It looks very thick, like the energy is trapped behind it. Does that make sense?
It could be. Yeah, I just don't know why.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure it out here. But first, the first thing we're going to do is call in a vibration. We're going to call in the light, and then we're going to send a violet fire to that left eye. And
thank you.
Have everyone at home wrap yourselves in light. But you can use this this energy that we're doing, and you can add your own to it. You don't have to just do Laris's left eye. If you don't want to, you can do any part of your life or somebody in your family's energy for them at this point. So what we're doing is asking for protection, asking that everything comes through from the highest, and we're going to send light. There it goes. Okay. We're sending light to Laris's eye, and there's a blocked. This is how it looks to me. There's a blocked energy flow, which we were just speaking about regarding our deep breathing, and we're trying to break into that blocked channel. Do you ever have acupuncture?
No.
Do you know anybody there in Barcelona who does shiatsu or acupuncture?
No, but I will find out.
Yes, because I think they'll move it. We can do some of it right now, and you might actually feel a relief. But can you feel that energy?
Yes.
Okay, because there's no time and space, everybody, as you know that. We can do energy as if Laris is right here in this little living room in Palm Desert. I'm in a warm climate, Laris.
Kind of.
Okay, so now I'm pulling. We're asking to see. Did you have a bite? Here's it looks like something happened, and now I'm beginning to think that it was a bite of some sort. Do you have a little kind of fly that bite?
A fly that bites?
Do you have any insects that bite?
You mean in Barcelona?
Yeah.
No, it could be. Mm-hmm. It could be. Yeah.
I think you got it in
the eye?
How long ago did this happen?
Oh, this has been for a long, long time. And then I saw a little thing. And then I had contact lenses. And then finally I decided to go to the doctor. It is like a membrane that is covering the white of the eye and getting a little bit into the dark part of the eye, the center.
Well, what did the doctor say? Because to me it looks like there was an injury.
They say that they think it's a contact lens injury, but then I haven't used them for 2 months so far, and it's not getting better, and I put 21 days some type of corticoid that they gave me, you know, drops. And they say that you know, in general, this is something that will have to get operated if it doesn't get better and if it in any way interfere with my vision in the future.
What I'm seeing here is that there's an energy flow blocked, and I told you that already, but what I'm seeing is that it's almost like a scar in the sense that it was triggered by an injury of some sort, and then the body runs around trying to heal itself. So people sometimes get distorted scars. You see what I mean? So,
yeah,
like keloids are like that, and, you know, there's various scar tissue adhesions that happen to people are like that. It's just the body didn't heal quite right, and I think you might need surgery unless you can get this to work here, unless we can get the energy to pull it back. Sometimes we can.
Or just leave it like that if it doesn't get worse. It doesn't bother me. It's just that I'll see if I can use the contact lenses. They are trying to get it away, but it doesn't even bother me to use contact lenses. It's just that, you know, just for precaution.
Does it look funny?
So far, it doesn't, cannot be seen unless that the light goes in into a specific angle, but I'm afraid that it may grow or get more, you know, white or whatever.
Well, it's funny because the energy flow is blocked, and I would go, I think we shifted something. I don't know how much we shifted. And I think you and I are going to work on Saturday, aren't we?
You didn't respond.
Yes, I did. It just didn't go through, I guess. But in any case, we can work together and have a session on Saturday. I'll be home to get my proper email by Thursday. I'm on the road, and my email isn't as reliable.
Okay.
And if we could work with more intensity, this is for everybody at home, is that there's something about an injury in the body which can trigger a kind of a protective blocking, and that's what I think is going on with this, Laris. I think it's just developed as a protection, like a scar gone awry. But I think you can stop the process. It looks like something got unhooked just under where the there was a blocked energy flow, which I think is released now. So I'm going to send more energy to that a little later, see if we can't back it up.
Okay. May have to do also with the problem in my hernia in the cervical part that goes towards my left shoulder and down to the arm. That could be the same thing or from the same.
It could be the same style of scarring.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm seeing, if let me just take a look at that too. I'm seeing that that also, you need body work, my dear.
Yeah.
It's a funny, kind of a funny way of adapting to something that doesn't feel right. And so I'm not going to try and diagnose or anything. I just feel like body work, shiatsu, energy is going to help a whole lot. And you may have to get surgery to have that removed in the eye, but you may not. It looks like it might just sort of wither up after a bit if you can get the energies released. Does that make sense?
That I may have to get surgery?
You may have to get it taken off, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, because I'm saying to you that the energy that we're using, and if you get someone to do either shiatsu or acupuncture or something, you may actually be able to back up. Remember, this is a process deep within the body, a little bit of an overprotective process. You can back it up by recoaching your body to have energy flows that are more vital.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you can do that. But in any case, thank you for your call. I wish we could do psychic surgery on air, but we haven't learned how to do that yet.
Okay. Okay, so we'll talk about it on Saturday.
You bet.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Bye.
All right, good night. Well, that's really interesting because one of the things I wanted to say about retreat is that most of us find that what stress reactions do is keep us unsettled. They keep us creating kind of funny things inside of ourselves. And in her case, it's like the scarring from some kind of trauma got kind of weird because of stresses. And so it would be very interesting to get her to phone in a month or two and tell us whether it's stress reduction isn't just, okay, I'm calm now. It's like you can literally back up a body's biochemical process. And we know this from people like Candace Pert, from Bruce Lipton, from The Bleep, and all these various people that talk about the biology of beliefs. If we can get removed inside some kind of deep obstruction to our peace and quiet that comes from stress, then we can actually alter or change these funny things that go on in our body. And I believe Lars can do this. Anyway, I wanted to talk about, I was talking to my guides just before the show, Bob, my wonderful partner who's here with me. We were talking to the guides about doing mini retreats as well. And they started talking about foods, the way we eat is also a retreat. Now, a lot of you already do fasting on a regular basis, say once a week or once a month, or my friends do spring and fall fast. I don't tend to do that, and I won't go into why. Well, yeah, I will. Because it used to make me crazy. My brain would just go into all kinds of things if I hadn't eaten enough. So what I do is, usually because I was raising a child or something, I didn't want to do that. But now what I usually do is just eat a lot of vegetables. And the vegetables change my system into alkaline. So I wanted to say there's a retreat for your system through your food. And the guides were saying how interesting it is that, for example, if you're eating a great steak and your system is, now this is not preaching vegetarianism, I want to say that. That's a disclaimer I say right at the beginning. So if you're eating a big steak, okay, and you happen to be tense, so you have a very slow digestion, or maybe you never could digest it very fast, okay, and then what happens inside of the body is really interesting because steak takes a long time for you to digest. Maybe for someone else it doesn't. And whilst it's chewing itself up inside your body, maybe your acids are limited or whatever, then they were showing me really interesting maps about how in the body there's all this firing off of electrical impulses that go from one piece to another. So inside of your body there's this incredible storm of these electrical reactions. I thought that was quite interesting. It's almost hard to explain what they look like. Just like you have like electrical impulses jumping around inside of your body. And then it might take it a half a day or a full day, or some people cannot sleep when they eat too close to bed, and the reason is something similar to that. So it's like you need to pay attention, and I need to pay attention to when we eat, what happens, what fires off in the body, and how can we change that. So they were saying basically a little bit of white-colored meats. I guess they're easier, like chicken or something. But also the whole idea of vegetables, not vegetables that are covered with goo and soy sauces and all these things which can create biochemical reactions, but really simple things. You can actually do a kind of a fast where you're eating really, really simple, non-fancied up foods without special salts to make them more interesting. Salts are kind of a problem for a lot of people as well. So if you wanted to give your body a kind of retreat, you would make sure that you eat things that there's no leftovers. You have a lot of water, you have purified water, and you have a variety of vegetables that won't have any leftovers or residues that'll make you feel like you're getting toxic or you're hurting yourself. And that will give your body a change. Also using some kind of intestinal bulking agent so that you can clean it out too, because very often, and I was talking to somebody yesterday who had this problem, very often what's logged in the intestinal tract and just lines the intestinal walls and actually doesn't ever come clear, you'll eat something and then the juices start to work and then all this leftover stuff, which might have been there for 10 years, who knows, starts triggering the release. Again, more of this electrical release, which can keep you in a state of stress. See, our stressors are inside. So when we're talking about inner retreat, you want to find a bulking agent for your intestinal tract. I'll give you a list of those in a little bit if you like. And then drink an awful lot of water and eat vegetables that are organic and purified. And see if you don't start, at least after a day or two, if you don't start feeling a complete release from that kind of frustrating thing. All right, so call in with your questions and we'll see what's happening. I'm going to actually... and then there's another thing that I wanted to talk about, jumping around here. Another thing I wanted to talk about is, do you remember we had Meredith Sowers on? She did a wonderful book called Spirit Heals, but we didn't talk that much about her latest book because Meredith has had such an amazing history with Carolyn Mace, and she's had an amazing history working with consciousness for, 20, 30 years, and it was just really interesting talking about the various groups she worked with. But she talked about getting with the deep heart, that we have a lot of stress in our body mind. And the thing is, when we can come from the heart, if we can actually drop inside and feel where our heart is, which in itself is a huge art. Like, how many of you can do that right now? Just go inside and see where your heart is. And I know many people who are very loved who do not feel loved. So it's like, that just means that we're very defended, that we've learned through the years not to stay really vulnerable. Anyway, I want you to drop inside and ask yourself to feel your own deep heart, to feel your love for life and for yourself. It seems to emanate somewhere deep in the sternum. And so one of the exercises that apparently is her signature is this old trick, let's everybody rub your hands together. We've done this for many years. You rub your hands together, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, till your palms get hot. And then you pull your hands apart, and then you feel the warmth and the light and the energy tingling from one hand to the other. Maybe it's just warmth, maybe it's both. And then you stretch your hands apart and stretch your hands apart, and you grow that warmth until it's really beautifully warm. You can move them back and forth, but usually you can just increase the warmth going from hand to hand with your intention and with your consciousness. Now take your hands and place them in the center of your chest and notice and get out of the way of all the cords that are hanging off your body because of your headphone and the microphone. Good. And then just hold your hands there and feel what happens in your heart center. What happens in your heart center? You know, for me, it started to get really painful. And you know what that tells me? It tells me that I've been concealing some kind of deep heart feeling from myself. So I'm going to hold my hands there for a few minutes. Yeah. And then I'm going to rub them together again. Once more, stepping over the cords that are hanging in front of my body. And I'm going to put my hands back on my heart, because what happens is you can actually have a retreat for your heart. You can actually rub that, put your nice warm hands there again. And where I felt the pain, I can put it on my chest. Excellent. Yes, and now I feel it surging through the center of my chest, and there's an expansion and a warmth. So what happened with you? I think I'm going to give the numbers today so you can call in and tell me. Call in with your questions. This is Veronica Entwistle. I want to talk to you about whatever's going on in your life. What stresses you, and how? What kind of releases do you get, and how do you get them? What we're talking about today is doing mini retreats, the kind of treats that we can do at home and when we're busy and when we're playing with children and when we're working on our careers or whatever we're doing. Call in with your questions, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And from Canada, my fellow Canadians, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, or if you need to call on the direct line, it's 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, here's the other thing, is that when you don't clear and you don't do a retreat, what happens is you move into the world in a what would we call a self-repressed phase. I was talking to somebody today whose cancer has returned, and as we went in through her body and we talked about it, we saw two things. One is environmental toxicity, which is a thing that we need to retreat from on a regular basis. Recommendations are things like purified water, not drinking out of plastic things. The other thing is purifying juices, green juices, and so on. But she really needed to detox her inner. The other thing is finding out deep within herself she had held a stress about having no actual emotional nurturing when she was small. Now, that sounds kind of hokey, doesn't it? No emotional nurturing when she's small. The reality is we adapt and we have these beliefs that are deep within, is that there's nobody there to nurture me, all right? So one of the essential qualities of a retreat is a place where you go to re-nurture yourself. This stuff doesn't have to be like who you are. It's just an adaptation you've used. You've sort of gotten attention and a stress reaction to not being safe enough to be nurtured, you know? How many of you feel like that at this time? So the idea is what we were working with her, was calling up that feeling. I feel like I can't be nurtured. I want to feel that energy. Wrap yourselves in light when we do this kind of exercise, please. I want to feel that energy of not being nurtured, and notice where it is in your body. There are certain places in your body that will start talking to you. And as you call it in, ask for help with your guides and angels, from your guides and angels. And ask for help from Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Now remember, you've got to know where this is in your body. You can feel it. Certain parts, for me, my legs tingle. My chest feels really strange. My throat felt funny. So we had to ask for help, and then we command total release of that energy now. And then infuse your body. Fill your body. I call it the light gargle. Absolutely fill your body with light. Remember, the biology of belief is the belief structure that creates toxicity over time. The other thing we found is that the cells of cancer deep within her body at this time, the cells of cancer were actually in a panic. And it's like, oh, that makes sense. There's a real panic in there. How many of you have ever felt panic? I'm not saying you're going to get cancer. I'm saying that there's an emotional makeup in anything that we can find in the body. and you can enter it, and you can become kind of softened when you enter it. So what we did was we wrapped her tumor in beautiful violet firelight, and we just loved it and saw it as transforming. And I don't know, we'll be in touch and we'll see what happens. But the whole process, the whole weaving that leads to these things is really amazing. So what we're doing is trying to find ways of accessing our inner and changing it so that the built-up belief structures from our youth, from our childhood, from our reactions to life don't have to create havoc. Or many people, many great beings, of great teachers are talking about how we can have longevity. We can live for a long, long time. All we want to do is unhook those programs which are kind of going to damage us over the years. So doing this little mini retreat and calling up and feeling those places in which we're trapped, those are ways to increase our longevity. There's another thing about creating our reality that the guides have taught us, which is to do structures. Would you like to do some structures? And the structures are vibrational presentations, the sacred geometric forms that we can use to create a kind of a healing space around us, and also to create a protective space so that when you go out in the world, you don't have to be bombarded so much by the city vibrations. And these are the structures. I'll teach you one today. I will teach you one right after we get this caller. Good afternoon. You are on the air.
Hello, it's Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Having a wonderful time listening to your show.
Thank you.
I was doing that last exercise, and I noticed at first my heart seemed like a kind of a piece of pink tinfoil.
Pink tinfoil? Well, that's good.
Yes. And then I started noticing that well, those kind of white light started pouring in, a kind of very thin stream. And it's actually very intriguing, or it's like yellowy white.
Oh,
and
good.
Then the heart area became much thicker. So it got a kind of thicker blob of pink. And then suddenly green started pouring out from the back and around the sides of my shoulders. And that was very intriguing.
And how did you feel emotionally while it was happening?
I suppose it is kind of I suppose as a child, I loved tin foil, and it was very kind of pleasing, like Christmas decorations, that sort of phenomena.
Hmm.
And, you know, that was sort of, I suppose it also felt a kind of, maybe asleep.
You fell asleep?
Yes, I suppose sensing the connection with the heart. I suppose the very tender and it, oh gosh, I'm starting to lose words about it now.
But it felt better. Did it feel better?
It felt more complete.
Okay.
No, it felt like decoration perhaps beforehand. Very joyous decorations, but then I just getting to touch it and realizing what it's doing and get it moving and doing things. I'm feeling much more fuller than I did at the beginning.
Excellent. Okay, wonderful. So how's the rest of your life going? Thanks for that feedback.
I suppose fine. It seems to be I suppose I have a kind of very quiet life where very little actually happens. Probably lots of strange, confusing things, and I don't know what to say about it really.
Do you eat a lot of vegetables?
I'm eating a fair amount of vegetables. I'm not getting vegetables every day, so it seems. I sort of get home at a rather awkward time.
Okay.
But I'm sure I'll be having more vegetables next week. But I had some lettuce in my sandwich the other day.
Well, one of the things about you is that you look stronger than you have sometimes, and I would like to suggest that you have as many vegetables as you can stand.
Uh-huh. Gosh, that'll be fun.
I used to have a book called Victory Through Vegetables, and now that I'm a lot older, I laugh and go, you know what, it's true, because they change the electrical patterning in the brain and so on. And when I look at you, I go, you're so extremely sensitive, and where your energy flows are blocked, I just want to fuel you with vegetables, because that'll send a lot of micronutrients to clear.
Yes, I'm just imagining you now spoon-feeding me Brussels sprouts.
Good boy. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, lovely to talk to you. Goodbye.
You too. Goodbye. So that's interesting, because when I'm watching people's brains and people's bodies, I mean, he really got some heart stuff going. But also, you know, don't underestimate the value of what it is you eat. If you're really grumpy and you go off and eat some raw vegetables and you're not grumpy anymore, you will get the idea of what's going on. I'm not saying that Dominic's at all grumpy. I'm saying that his brain pattern and his electrical circuitry, which we were talking about earlier, is acutely sensitive. And he spends a lot of his time trying to manage it. And I'm going, he needs to have a lot of vegetables, because the vegetables will help the flow of energy working through his body. Remember, the brain is like a computer, and this stuff really feeds the brain. So anyway, let's do a structure. The structure is a place where you go to create your reality. It's where you go and you take in things that you want to heal. It's where you go to design your future. It's where you go to unhook some of your past. And you know something? I always talk about how people like, for example, the Christian Scientists used to talk about how, you know, in London when there were so many bombs going off in the Second World War, and those, the Christian Science approach is saying, you know, there is no war, and, you know, I'm a direct reflection of God. God doesn't have a war. They talk like that as if it's, some people would say denial, but really it's called truth consciousness. Like, you create your reality, you create your mind, and you create your truth. And they said, very often they have many stories about how their houses were missed. Bombs did not hit their houses when it hit people all around them. And the thing I like about the structures is that, and I wouldn't walk in a bombed out area to test this, but the structures seem to be a vibrational protection against a lot of the actions that are going on in, for example, cities or chaotic life and so on. And you can literally use them around little children who are chaotic and hyperactive and get them to be much calmer. You can use them as a place to truly enhance your manifestation. So let's do it. Focus above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and see there a golden ball, radiant golden ball. And focus below your spine, perhaps 20 feet, and another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. You can feel it. You can really feel it through your spine. And now around your body, perhaps 8 feet in radius, a circle of these golden balls, which are very radiant. Again, you can probably feel it as you develop that circle. And from the upper golden ball to the series of golden balls, drop a myriad of pink radiant lights, streams, so that you have a pinkish, I see gold too, pink canopy sticking up, pointing up, and a pink canopy pointing down. And now you're inside of this canopy pointing up and a canopy pointing down. And I'd like you to create a great crystal ball inside, the edges of which nudge the inside edges of your structure. And the crystal ball has many, many colors. And whilst you're in the crystal ball, you feel this feminine, empowering energy, as if you're in a womb of intense creation. Now, farther inside of that, you're in a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And you're inside of it's a diamond shape now. And now you spin and spin in your double tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, this is the magical part, you see a screen in front of you. And on that screen, put the movies of you doing the things that you want to do. And in those movies, you have yourself feeling what it is you're doing. Don't just see it as something that's other, but as something you're in and you feel it. And see a movie of how you want to think and be. I always want to be multidimensional. Good. And what it is you want to create. Maybe it's a love life. Maybe it's a home. Maybe it's a party. Maybe it's a job. All these different movies, infinite possibilities. Yes. And for those of you who are ill, your well-being, successful healing of your illness, and the evolution of self with self. Yeah. our minds and our ability to create are absolutely tremendous. We're only just tapping the edge of what it is we can achieve as human beings. Perhaps we want to perceive peace on earth and a reality of win-win for all. All right. When you're on your own, you can do this for about half an hour or longer. And come back into your spinning double tetrahedron. Is it still spinning? If it's not, give it a few twirls. Excellent. Come back in the room. And I have found that one of the most delightful things is taking the double tetrahedron. You can use the whole system. But if you just use the double tetrahedron, say you're in a panic, something's happening, you're going to meet so-and-so you don't want, or you're really scared to meet that person, it's about a job, it's about an ex-lover, whatever. It's about something you really want, and you're afraid that you'll drop it because you're not being positive enough. You get yourself in that double tetrahedron and start spinning like mad, spinning like mad, spinning like mad. It shifts your frequency really far and really fast. And put it around a child who's having problems. Just carry on doing that. Now, we're almost done, but thank you for your calls, and I hope that you felt at least a little bit of retreat. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I love doing sessions. In the sessions, we go in and we look around, find your soul journey. We answer your questions, and how do they tie into your soul journey? What are some of your potentials? How can we unhook those limitations that are keeping you from your potentials? How can we radiate with you in order to help you achieve what it is you're after? How can we do healing? And let's have some fun and laughter. If you'd like a session, email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. That's Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. My website is going to get done soon, I'm sure. I'm having it done by a wonderful fellow. My website exists now, but I'm having a new one done, and you'll be able to go right into it and access the radio show and all of that. Anyway, what's coming up now is Janice Erickson, who runs Lightwork Seminars Institute in Marin County. She's going to talk about theta healing, which is a new form of healing. And I guess it's really outrageous. It helps send, you know, it's one of the latest flows in the collective of healing and healing energy. She's a young woman, but she started this center, and she's got worldwide people studying various things, NLP, hypnotherapy, theta healing, and more. I think it'll be very exciting to talk to her at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, we're going to talk to Jill Ruttenberg of Amatierra. Amatierra is a retreat center in Costa Rica. Jill is an American who moved over to Costa Rica in order to set up this amazing retreat center. We're going to find out what Jill is also, herself, a wonderful healer. So again, I'm Veronica Entwistle. Tune in to our Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock today, and we'll be talking to Janice Erickson of Lightwork Seminars and Jill Ruttenberg of Amatierra Retreat Center, and I'll talk to you in about 5 minutes.
To blame. More passion, more than reason. Our bodies are hot in the flame. I have advanced with patience, in spite of failures and experience. But I'll never find another. Your kisses are superior. But I would have liked to meet you now and then. But these years. consumed her. No one to blame. More than passion, more than reason. Our bodies are hot, burning in the flame. I have advanced with patience in spite of failures and experience. But I'll never find another. Your kisses are so serious. But I would have liked to meet you now and then. But these years are over and they're gone. But I would have liked to understand you much earlier.
Stop it now. Something keeps bothering me.